The reason people aren't financially free is they don't know what to do and they don't know where to start. I want you to join Joey and I at the Virtual Inner Circle Live, April the 4th through the 6th, as we share with you the exact answers to those questions. We only do this event one time per year. I don't want you to miss out. Go to wealthwalkwallstreet.com/live and enter promo code podcast. When you're at this event, you're going to get your investor DNA. You're going to get access to up to 6 different passive income strategies. So you know, leaving this event, exactly what to do, taking our decades of knowledge so that you can start becoming financially free. Go to wealthwalkwallstreet.com/live and enter the promo code podcast.
I love wealth without Wall Street, Joey.
Well, I hope you do.
No, I love it so much because you've heard us talk about on this podcast how Joey and I bought these crypto mining machines, Ethereum miners, several years back with the goal of creating cash flow from them. Unfortunately, really quickly, they were negative cash flow, so we never actually sold the currency. So we've been holding Ethereum coins for the last 2.5 years and hoping that the price of them would go up. And
hoping, keyword.
Oh my goodness, man. And finally, the price is going up. And Joey and I, as you've heard us talk about with our passive income report, and you're going to hear a little bit more about this today, is that we are expanding our short-term rental business, and I needed to have some more cash in order to put into the business for it to buy the furniture. And so I wanted a place to sell. And I was like, Joey, I got to sell money. I want to get rid of the Bitcoin and Ethereum that I have.
And how'd that work out?
Well, look, man, I sold today. And it was up like 48% over last year. Since I really made a couple of trades in there with like the coins that we had. And I was like, cool.
That
like,
sounds really good.
I feel like I'm on top. Like it's like, okay, now I can get out of this thing that's really volatile and move over here into our cash flowing business. But you know what's been happening this past week?
Well, I've been watching it bounce around like crazy.
Since I sold it, the price of Ethereum and Bitcoin has gone up another like 10 to 15%. So even though I was up almost 50%, I'm still pissed.
That just shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be, but that is the greed. That is the Wall Street mindset that exists. I am up, but I'm still unhappy. And unfortunately, what a lot of people do is the greed takes over, and so they don't sell, and they wait till it goes down so far past the point in which they put money in it that then they sell, and they're still in the same position, unhappy.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, there's an emotional component to money. We've talked about that as it relates to debt and our debt course, but especially when we start talking about the volatility is not just about returns. It's about what does it do to you personally. I told the story about going to the beach a few weeks back and met this older lady. She'd worked for 40 years. She was telling me about her portfolio. I'm using air quotes, portfolio. Because what she told me, she was like, it's like that's all there is. And I asked her, I said, what do you mean by that? She said, well, I mean, it's got to last. I hope it lasts. And so even at the side of this, that she's thinking she's financially free now because she's retired, she's not really free. No. Emotionally. She has to wonder, is this enough? Did I do enough?
Well, did I do enough? And did I stop at the right time? And when she takes money out of her account, she's selling her account at that point. She's like me probably looking back and wondering, ooh, what if I would have just waited? What if I'd waited a week?
Exactly.
2 weeks. And what I love about wealth without Wall Street, and what you're going to hear today as Joey and I share our own passive income report, is none of this is based on timing. It's based on cash flow.
Absolutely. This is the answer. Let's jump into this month's passive income report.
Welcome to the Wealth Without Wall Street podcast, your guide to understanding how to get out of the Wall Street rat race and start your own mailbox money lifestyle. Now, don't let these handsome Southern draws fool you. These financial minds are teaching our country to enhance savings, increase cash flow, and create passive income, all without the help of Wall Street. Are you ready to break through? Now here are your hosts, Russ Morgan and Joey Murray.
This is my favorite episode that we do every month.
Well, it's everybody else's too. They keep emailing us, texting us, messaging us in the app. This is like putting our mouth, our money where our mouth is. Is that right? Mouth where our money is?
Don't get your mouth there, buddy. Get your mouth
backwards.
Off of that.
It's backwards.
Well, but it is. It's also a great, just again, the whole purpose of Wealth Without Wall Street is creating financial freedom. It's having more passive income than monthly expenses. In our podcast, we do a lot of talking about how to minimize expenses, how to get our cash in the infinite banking concept and be able to use it correctly. But it's always good to also share, how are we creating passive income? What are we doing personally to encourage you that if these two knuckleheads can do it, you obviously can.
Yeah. So where do you want to start this month?
Well, let's start at the top. We've talked a lot about our land business, and you know, one of our, you know, relationships with Mark Podolsky's group, The Land Geek, has been totally instrumental in our life. We've learned a ton. We started our own personal land business on the side, and we've talked about that in here. You know, it's not actually the most flourishing of businesses, because Tracy, our executive assistant, is the one who's trying to run it part-time. And I would say, Joey, that I continue to learn, as with anything, it's hard to do things with minimal exertion and receive maximum results.
Yeah, and I think it's a learning process, right? It's not something that happens overnight. And there's challenges, which we want to be 100% open with you about those challenges. It's not all rosy and simple, but over the long period of time, as you implement and educate yourself, I mean, you're having to learn a whole new skill of marketing in the land business. Like, that's not something they teach everywhere.
Well, yeah, I think here, if you've ever wondered, should you be doing the land business? I think one, it's a really intriguing business to look at. We've talked to a number of people who are being super successful in it, and you know, they possess different gifts. And so here's some of the things I've learned through this. I believe to be super successful in the land business, you need to have kind of an extroverted personality, kind of a sales profile, if you will, and also be like resilient and be willing to push through some resistance.
Yeah, because people don't always follow through when they say they're going to buy your property and then they stop paying 2 or 3 months in.
Well, and also
that's a challenge.
Well, it's when you send out hundreds of mailers, you may only get one or two who respond to you, and you have to try to navigate why, adjust your marketing, adjust your pricing to that, be willing to say, hey, I messed up on that, and go back. And Tracy in our business is doing a good job of having the resiliency. Unfortunately, she's hampered by the fact that you and I have her doing lots of other things almost every single day.
That's right.
And I would say October was one of those months she really didn't get to work in the land business a ton. She sent out a lot of mailers to prep for November and December months. But I would say we didn't see a whole lot of movement.
Yeah.
And the land business that Tracy's running for us is...
We call that TriStar.
Yeah, we have three notes within it, and we brought in $723. But yet with mailers and other softwares that we did go ahead and invest in to try to like help us get this thing going for 2021, we had a lot of upfront expenses. So we had $3,100 in expenses. So we were backwards almost $2,500.
Yeah, we can't do that every month, but we know that we have some growing pains to go through. Now, in the same vein of land flipping, which, by the way, we haven't specified that. If you haven't heard us talk about land flipping, go back and listen to those podcasts we did with Mark Podolsky. It'll give you much better grasp of what we're doing. But we're buying raw land at a discount, typically 20 to 30% of retail value, and then circling back and selling that on the retail market on terms. So now the second business we have in that vein is a done-for-you option. We call that Everland. And that's the one that we hired Mark's team specifically to run the business for us.
Which, by the way, how smart was I to come up with that idea?
I mean, so smart.
That was brilliant. Was that me?
I'll give you one check mark for brilliance on this one. But this was because there's no, we don't have to track all the expenses that's already being handled at their level. They have bought and sold property all throughout the month. And we just get literally a Voxer message that says, hey, by the way, guys, just add $200 to your passive income this month. Or, hey, we just sold another one, or we just bought another property. That's really the extent of our involvement in this.
And that's what I love about it is because we are seeing how using someone else's expertise in an arena that we already have an understanding of. We understand how the land business works from a theoretical, we've actually even practically done it, but to then tap into a system that's running like a fine tuned machine, like obviously the land geeks, they know what they're doing. And I'm not saying this is for everybody. There was a large expense for us to get involved in it. And I know we've heard from some clients who are now working with Mark and doing the same thing, and I'm super excited for them. But this is a model where you and I kind of took advantage of our relationship with Mark and meeting Scott and taking those guys and getting involved with them to let their systems run and let us just invest some money in it. And we're seeing some pretty good results. So we've got about $4,250 a month coming in. And that's net of all the expenses. So that's been a great cash flowing project for us.
And just to be clear, we keep 70% of the total amount that is being created in this relationship. And the $4,250 that we're talking about here is that portion. So it's actually bringing in more to the business, but that part is being, you know, allocated to the rest of the team.
All right. So I'm going to skip down to our short-term rental business. Well, actually, real quickly, what happened? You mentioned in our land business as a whole. So we have two different land businesses. You saw that we bought five properties. We had three on notes. We sold two. What are some of those notes, Jim?
That was under TriStar. Everland, I didn't get as granular on, but there's definitely some activity. I can't specify exactly how many properties were bought and sold.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure if you put notes up there, I don't forget. So our other business that we are spending a lot of time and effort in is our short-term rental business. For my wife, that's our Airbnb business. Now, I'm just going to let you know, you don't ever stay in an Airbnb no more than you stay on a website. You go and stay in someone's house that might be listed on Airbnb. We call those a short-term rental. And we've got a business, Wake Up in Birmingham, and you can go to wakeupinbirmingham.com. And if you actually are coming to Birmingham, stay in one of our units. If you put in the discount code podcast, you'll get a little discount and you'll get something pretty cool from the Wealth About Wall Street team put in the unit. How about that?
Yeah. It's an awesome business to be in. Of course, we, just so you know the background, we do have a full-time operator that's helping us to scale this. We started it back in June with one unit. And now in the month of October, we had four units totally, completely running and producing income. And we've subsequently added seven more to that.
Which we'll be talking.
We're not, you know, we don't have any income from those yet, but we did have to outfit them in the month of October.
Right. Well, so for those who don't even understand how short-term rental works and how we are operating, what are some basics about that?
So think about it this way. What we're doing is we are going to a landlord and we are requesting to rent their property from them in order to then subsequently, it's not necessarily considered a sublease, but to be able to lease it out on a short-term basis through Airbnb, Booking.com, VRBO, or the like. And when you do that, there's an arbitrage between how much money you're paying that landlord. Let's say you're paying them $1,000 a month for the access and the rental of that particular unit. And many of ours are in apartments themselves. So $1,000 a month to them, and that unit may produce $3,000 of income by doing it on short-term basis because people are willing to pay more on a nightly basis than on a long-term stay.
And for us, I mean, all it is equivalent of staying in a hotel versus staying here, right? And I think with COVID, everybody has gotten to a point where they don't necessarily want to walk in the hallways, don't want to get on elevators. They like the idea of having a kitchen, having open space. Our Airbnb units are probably nicer than the average bear. If you look at our units online, you'll notice that the furnishings in them are a little bit nicer. We love to cater to families, to business travelers, to people who are willing to pay a little extra And what we found, and through this, we've been doing this since June, is that the experience has been amazing. The guests are giving us raving reviews. And for us, we are operating another little business that we're on the way, Joey, to seven figures in income, revenue in this business. This is not like a little small side project. We're moving the needle every single month as we go up. But it is, for us, it is a really interesting niche because we stay in Airbnb. I caught you. We book through Airbnb when we travel. Yeah. So it is just a natural fit for us to be investing in things that we already kind of resonate with.
Yeah. And just to kind of give you some numbers around our performance for the month of October, there was $18,218 in total revenue or income from these four units that are active and live. The expenses on those four units were $13,605. And subsequently, we had to pay for our contractor, our operator.
No, we didn't have to.
we chose to.
I just want to be real clear because we meet people all the time who are running this business on their own, right? And we always tell people that there's lots of different ways you can do this. You can literally do this on your own. You can have one or two rentals. It'll take you, you know, maybe 10 hours a week early on, and then it'll scale back from there. But for Joey and I, we don't have 10 hours a week. We hardly have 10 minutes sometimes. And we are looking to leverage other people's skill sets to create cash flow. So just like we leverage the Mark Podolsky's team with the land flipping business, we leverage someone else who had the interest to create another business, to operate it, to run it, to scale it. And so right now we are paying an operator. And right now, with those four units, we made about a $500 to $600 profit on top of what we paid him. But the beauty of that is we knew that was our break even. That's the reason why we added those, for the month of November, adding those extra seven units, which are going to make gravy. The rest of that is going to be cash flow.
Well, and another thing I want to point out is we're tracking how profitable each bedroom is, because we started this whole journey thinking each bedroom should net about $800 per month.
So how are we doing on that?
So as of the month of October, if we look at our numbers, it was $922 per bedroom.
So we were netting before paying for our operator, right?
That's right.
So if we didn't have an operator, we would be bringing in, that's paying after everything that exists for the unit, we would put in $912 in our pocket.
$922. Now here's the so what.
So we had
about
five bedrooms.
That's right. That's cool. Right. Yeah. And the so what to that is, let's say that you're not in a position to hire that operator and you just want to learn short-term rentals on your own. Russ and I actually talked with our operator and said, hey, look, we need to help people get started in this space. You've learned enough things in the last 5 to 6 months to where you are just far enough ahead of the next person that you can say, look, these are the steps you can take to get your first short-term rental up and going, your second short-term rental up and going. And we want to offer that to you in a mastermind format. So tell me a little bit about that, Russ.
Yeah. So right now you can go to wealthwithoutwallstreet.com/STR mastermind and you'll get all the details to what's going on. But basically it's going to be a weekly live group coaching where our operator, who's managing our now current 11 units, but for the month of October, we only had four live. But he's going to be teaching and coaching you who should you be serving? How do you get the unit started? How do you get it listed on the different platforms like Airbnb and VRBO and so forth? And also, how do you then take that and create cash flow, like Joey said, of at least $800 a month
per net bedroom.
Per bedroom? So Joey and I have decided to work in the one and two bedroom space because we feel like that's who we wanted to serve and it fits best for them. But you may be looking to serve larger families with three or four bedroom units, and you can do the math as to what that would take. We are renting our units. We're not purchasing them because we feel like the market is super overinflated right now. And so we will have a model down the road where we will start buying units, but we're going to wait for prices to come down. So right now we're renting our units, as Joey said, kind of under a master lease space. And it's just to us a beautiful place to take our cash values, use it to buy the furniture that we outfit each one of these units with, and then take the cash flow that's coming in every month and replenish those life insurance policies and then just go do it again. You always ask us, okay, what's the goal? The goal is 30 in Birmingham. And we have 11 now, and we're recording this in November. We'll talk about those new seven when we do our November report. But just a little bit of a teaser, we also have seven more on the way.
Woo!
So we're getting really close toward
we're
toward
ramping our goal. Up.
All right, let's talk about the other thing that we've been doing for a while, and that's we bought these machines that mine cryptocurrency, Ethereum in particular. How did we do with Ethereum miners?
So Ethereum miners were a little bit flatter in the month of October. They weren't as profitable as they were the month before, and so we took in $2,630 in terms of income from those machines. The expense to run those, which would be housing them, having experts there to maintain them and power, is $1,617 per month, or this particular month. And the total net then was $1,013.
But I mean, think about it. It's just like a little coin operated machine, technically. You know, it's a little bit different than most of the coin operated machines. Like, it's not a washing machine. It's a little computer. But $1,000 a month, and we know crypto prices have been ticking up, so those numbers are going in the right direction.
Yeah, we'll have a good update for you in November, by the way.
I like that. All right, I'm going to kind of skip it through some of these others. I mean, you've heard us talk about multifamily. We do own a small percentage, a partnership in a multifamily. Right now, it is going through a merger. They're trying to put it in a fund, and we don't have any income that is being paid out. It's being accrued, so we won't talk a lot about that. You've got a unit that one of our four original units that we are renting, we're renting from you. So you're getting a little cash out of that.
Yep. Still holding strong, about $124 profit on that particular condo.
Which, by the way, for long-term rentals, $125 to $200 is pretty typical on a property of $90,000 or whatever yours is worth.
Well, and subsequently, it's a condo. And right. Condos don't have any exterior maintenance or any of that kind of stuff to worry about. So you typically probably don't cash flow as much on those anyway.
But we've interviewed people on the podcast who've shared with us how they have 60 or 70 units. And obviously, long-term rental is a strategy for passive income. It's just not one that you and I are deploying right now.
Yeah, I'm hoping that we will get into that space with some of the creative finance ideas that we've got. But moving on to the community. So you're a part of our community. You see that we have tons of stuff going on in there. Currently, we don't have a ton of things that are paid for within the community.
Well, we're about to create that because you've been saying, hey, please give us some things that can help us get closer to our goals. That's where the short-term rental mastermind's coming from. That's where some of the coaching things that we just launched are coming from. But we're also launching some courses in there. But one of the things that we have in there is our inner circle. The inner circle to me is if you're doing and practicing infinite banking, you've got to be a part of that group. Like, it is such a no-brainer because every single week we get on an hour call. You get to be a part of it live with not only Joey and I, but more importantly, our three other coaches. And you can ask live Q&A with us. We go through a specific section of the infinite banking concept, breaking down whether life insurance or how you use the policies in infinite banking so that you understand the tool that you have better. Because when you know what you have, you can actually make it do more things. And you get access to that sort of tactical strategy. And it is $40 a month. I mean, it is like the cheapest thing that we could give you access to with that amount of power. It doesn't exist anywhere that I know of in the country. So this is the only place that you can go and get live interaction weekly on the infinite banking concept. So I would encourage you to go to wealthwithoutwallstreet.com/innercircle, be a part of that group, and don't miss out on the amount of value provided every week.
By the way, you don't have to be a client of Wealth Without Wall Street to join that inner circle. If you've bought policies from somewhere else, this is a great place to join other people on the same journey with infinite banking. So just to clarify that.
Yep. So the community brought in a little over $1,000. We do spend $30,000 a year. So we allocated that $30,000. So we were a little bit in the red there for the month.
Yeah. It went down about $1,400 this month.
Yeah. So by the way, we need a couple more of you to sign up. Come on. We got to get that thing to black. It's a little bit of labor of love. We love doing it. but I don't like losing money doing anything. So let's be a part of that. All right. So 100 Unicorns. This is Joey's e-commerce business. The one thing that is rainbows and unicorns. How's it doing, Joe?
We're still not there yet. Okay. I will say this. I got some really, really good advice, though, from somebody who we're going to actually interview on the podcast here in the near future.
Did they say sell it?
No. No, he did not say to sell it. And we're going to keep strong. We're going to keep pushing because these unicorns are going to fly. I'm telling you. Now, in October, it was only $634 in terms of revenue, and it did cost me $1,495 to operate the business. That's both a customer service virtual assistant, an operations virtual assistant, some Google ads and things like that, which that's where I'm going to pivot. I'm going to start pivoting to some Facebook ads that are specific to specific products and see then if I can get one or two to really take on and be able to scale.
Now, the reality is you're not putting hardly any time in this business.
That's right.
I do feel like that's a little bit of an issue. But at the end of the day, you got to start selling something, right? $600. I mean, that's like a 1.5 unicorns. That's not 100. It's like 1.5.
I'm not going to disagree with you on that, Russ.
But your goal with that business is really to take a few products and go to Amazon, which is a great marketing engine. They were kind of like an Airbnb, right? And from their platform, you'll get a lot more exposure. Are you any closer to being able to be on Amazon?
I run into a little snag. So my supplier in India who is buying or building and manufacturing the duvet covers that are really, really hot product, literally and figuratively, if you put a wool blanket on it, that he cannot get anything besides the twin size duvet covers.
Because they won't make queen or full there in India?
Well, he's running into trouble with his suppliers on that. And
so he's outsourcing.
I mean, it's just a nightmare. So I'm still working on that, but I really can't put that live on Amazon until I have all the sizes because people just don't buy just twin size.
Okay, so I gotta bring this up. So You moved your supply chain from China to India, right?
That's right.
And how funny would it be if you found out your dude in India was outsourcing it back to China? I'm so sorry. I can't get it there because I'm waiting on China. What are you talking about?
Yeah, let's please.
There is a high probability that could be the case.
So we lost $861. Okay. So
we just got to sell some more stuff.
That's right.
Sales
heals all ills.
I would plug 100unicorns.com on here, but I don't know anybody that just who needs some unicorn stuff.
There's tons of people that need unicorns.
Who?
Every little girl in America needs to buy a unicorn item from me.
Well, but they don't have any money.
Well, their parents do.
Oh.
So let's make this thing happen, man. It's almost Black Friday for crying out loud. Come on. Actually, this is probably going live after that. So,
well, buy something for a little girl that you know. Joey, can you give them a tip of something that actually could get there before New Year's?
Just buy. I have no idea. But hey, we have beat my unicorns to death.
Okay.
We got to move on.
All right. So let's move forward. So we did start something brand new that we'd never done before. We started a coaching platform, a masterclass to take people from not knowing anything or being very confused and stuck in their finances all the way through our 4-step process. And we've called that the Freedom Seekers Masterclass Live.
Yeah. And this has been an incredible opportunity to see 10 people in a small group come together. And the first step in this whole thing has been clarity, right?
Yep.
So they have all paid to be a part of this because if you don't pay, you don't pay attention ultimately. I mean, there are financial freedom courses in our app, and how many people sign up for them and don't finish them.
Yeah.
This is the last mile. That's what we've been talking about, Russ, is this is that kind of that team, that Navy SEAL team that's going to surround you and say, did you get the assignment done last week? What steps are you taking this week to get more of your time back? And I've just been really, really excited about this.
So we're charging $247 a month on this. Joey and I are leading this time.
this first time, and then our coaches are going to lead it from that point forward. But it's, you're probably saying, hey, that's not passive. You guys are working in that business. But here's why we put it on our passive income report, is that we're going to do this one thing, and we're going to create actually a course that others can come behind and watch. Obviously, it won't be the done with you model. It'll be do it on your own and watch it. But that course that we're building right now through this will live into the future. It's something that will be passive in nature. So that's why we put that $3,700 on the board for the month of October from that coaching. And then lastly, we do have a couple of affiliate relationships, Joey. We've been able to use some relationships to help people take a step forward, whether that be with the Land Geek, with a smart real estate coach, even with our fitness coach, Tom Nicola at TomNicola.com. And we've brought in a little over $500 of income. So just to tally the board for you guys, we have brought in $32,800 in income from these different activities. We had about $27,000 of expenses associated with those. So our net passive income for the month of October was $5,344, which is a little over a 10% increase from the month before.
Yeah. So I think that this has been really good for me to see, Russ, is one, that left-hand column continues to rise, right? The revenue, the income continues to rise. Now, in some cases, our expenses get out of hand. But this, to me, is a great picture of, like, financial freedom is not linear, right? It's always moving and changing, and you've got to be willing to pivot and to continue to grow. Like, you can't just stay in one place and expect it to grow. We've got to constantly make little adjustments, little tweaks here, step out of our comfort zone and continue to grow this thing. So it's been exciting to watch. And I hope that it's been helpful to you, that and inspiring to you, that obviously if these morons can do these things and take these steps, that you can do the same. And that's what our brand is all about, is empowering you to take control so that you can pick your own path and get to financial freedom as fast as possible. Any parting thoughts from you, Russ?
No, that's it. I would love to hear from you as you guys are doing this yourself. You're tracking your passive income, you're tracking your monthly expenses. Share some of your wins inside our community and just mention passive income report, so that way we know what you're referencing. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you, as always, for listening to the podcast. We'll see you on the next episode.
This has been the Wealth Without Wall Street podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the show to break free of the Wall Street mindset and begin building wealth on your own terms in places you understand, so that your wealth will never run dry. See you next episode.